Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, August 1st. After a difficult month for the grains, markets appear to be just taking a breather, not much range overnight, a little bit higher, a little bit lower across the board. So we've got December corn up a penny at 4.11. We're down about 21 cents for the month, but over 50 cents off of the mid-July high. Export sales came in pretty dismal again for corn, lower than wheat, 273,000 versus estimates of between 400 and 900,000. In the wheat, we had September finished down a penny and a half at 485 and three quarters in Chicago. In Kansas City, up a half cent at 423 and a quarter. And in Minneapolis, up a penny and a quarter at 520 and three quarters. Down about 40 cents in the Chicago wheat on the month, about 45 cents off the mid-month high. Export sales, 383,000 in the middle of the range of guesses of between 300 and 500,000. And in the beans, we had November finished down a half cent at 881, down 41 and a half on the month and over 50 cents off of the mid-month, mid-July high there. Export sales in the middle of the range, 448,000 versus estimates of between 200 and 750,000. So we begin a new month. We'll see if the fund liquidation that carried in through the end of the month may dissipate. We're kind of right back where we were in the first quarter between 405 and 410. We'll see if this level holds in the corn. That's where we rallied off of in late May there. And so again, we'll keep an eye on things. Maybe this is enough damage to the numbers here ahead of the report a week from Monday. In outside markets, we've got the dollar continuing strong near two-year highs, up 40 or above two-year highs rather, up 41 ticks, 98.67. Crude oil down $1.50 a barrel, 57.06. And the stock market, after taking a bit of a beating yesterday on the rate cut, flat in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.